Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This bill being proposed in Missouri, a lot of people are talking about this one. And one of the questions we want to ask you is, are there any prescription drugs or legal substances that if they were to show up on a drug test at your job, would get you fired? Or are there rules for you about legal substances that you cannot use and still keep your job? Because there is one in Missouri that maybe would get you fired if this new proposal comes law. St. Louis Post-Dispatch, using medical marijuana in Missouri could get you fired if a new proposal becomes law. This is sponsored by Senator David Sater. He's a Republican out of Cassville. The legislation would allow employers to test employees and prospective employees for medical marijuana and give employers the discretion to act based on test results. It would also allow employers to ban the use of medical marijuana at their businesses. There was a Senate committee hearing yesterday, and he said at the end of the day, this is about clarity and giving Missouri businesses some certainty in how they operate. Now, this is the second year he has filed this legislation. Last year, it was approved in the Small Business and Industry Committee, but did not get a hearing on the Senate floor. So he said the passage in November of 2018 of Amendment 2, that's the constitutional amendment that said we could have medical marijuana legally, created a gray area in the law, leaving businesses uncertain about whether they could test for medical marijuana. And his legislation would make such testing optional, not mandatory. But again, what it says is that if this were to become law, your employer could fire you if they give you a drug test and medical marijuana that you have, you know, essentially a prescription for, like any other prescription. It says that one could get you fired. 22980 or 576-7798. We'd love to hear from you partially about the other prescription drugs or other rules that you know your employer has, whether you're drug tested or not. I'm curious to know about the drug testing too, but even if you're not drug tested, if you just know you're a truck driver and there are certain substances you can't take even though they're legal. There's certain alcohol you can't drink beyond a certain point even though it's legal. I'm curious about these legal substances that would get you fired if they were to show up on a drug test.
Yeah, and that's a huge part of the question here is, you know, if they're going to have this legal, if it's going to be legal, which it is by prescription in the state of Missouri, if it's going to be looked at as medicine, why would it be in a separate class of medicine? Why would it be the kind of medicine that they can still fire you for if they find it in your system? And it speaks to a couple of different problems with marijuana specifically, one of which is it's hard to test for being high at the moment.
Yeah, I think we need to explain that a little bit. We were talking about this morning off the air, that the trouble with, quite frankly, the trouble, and this is a problem with alcohol too, is that John Grayson drunk or John Grayson at a .08 looks different than me with a .08. You know what I mean? People just metabolize differently sometimes. We were talking about different strains of marijuana might have you, you know, high at different points. I've taken things before that kick in way late, and that would be different on somebody else.
Everybody metabolizes differently.
Right. And so that's the problem, particularly with marijuana. It's also a problem for alcohol, but we have a pretty easy test for that. Whereas marijuana, there's not an easy test for it.
Right. And the test for alcohol tells you, generally speaking, in much more, you know, much more accurate terms, how drunk you are at that moment. If you test somebody a week after they've smoked marijuana, they're not high.
Right.
But it's going to show up in their system. And that has been a real problem. Now, we're hearing from somebody on the text line, and this is not surprising that it's in the railroad industry, that her husband has a large list of legal prescribed medications, but if he takes them, he'll be fired. Ambien is one of them.
Which I get. If you drive, It is interesting, and there are some jobs that just by the nature of them, the rules do change. You know, if you are driving a truck, or if you drive for a living or somehow are responsible for other people's lives, like a pilot or something like that, then yes, I could see them saying, you know, or you can't take it within 48 hours of when you're going to be at work and things like that. But I'm curious to know more about those rules. And we'll get to some calls here first. Let's go to Kansas City. We've got a truck driver on the line. Michael joins us. Hey, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, I drive a truck, so of course I can't take certain things. But I mean, medical marijuana, I don't understand why it's such a bad thing. Of course, I won't ever be able to do it. But like people like you guys, where you have an office job where you're doing stuff, you're not doing the equipment or anything like that. You won't hurt no one. I don't see why they should all fire you because you came to work using your medicine, basically. So I think it needs to go on like with like your hydrocodone and stuff like that. That's what I think it needs to be under, but not, they don't like it, so they're going to fire you for it. That's just not right.
Can you talk about some of the other rules for truck drivers, though? I think you guys particularly have some strict rules about what you can do and what you can't do.
I mean, we can take most stuff, but if we get pulled over and DOT says, let's go do a drug test, and you pee, and you have stuff in your system, you better have a really good doctor's note that says why you're using it at that time, or else you're going to lose your license real easy, real quick.
Gotcha.
Most of us don't even touch the stuff.
Thanks a lot for the call, Michael. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and it does. I mean, when it's always been the line that employers would have this ability, that if you had a policy that said, just the same way we talked about before with smoking, cigarette smoking, there are businesses that do not want you to smoke. Mm-hmm. And if they catch you, even if you're at home smoking, they can fire you for that. So the line has always been that marijuana is in that same category, that if your business decides they don't want you smoking marijuana, they can make a policy that says you can't, and they can fire you if they catch you doing it. I'm curious about this legislation, though, because what that seems to indicate is that if other drugs are already in that camp, then what this guy is doing is saying, I really don't think it's medicine.
Is it, though, or is it just giving? Because when we first talked about this morning, I was with you on that. But now that I'm seeing, and we'll read you some of the other texts, I didn't realize how common it was that so many other legal prescription drugs could be banned from you for your job.
Right.
And so to me, this isn't, to me, it doesn't look at it as marijuana is not a real medicine. It just acknowledges that there are certain effects from that, that certain employers wouldn't want you to be high while you're doing this job.
Oh, absolutely. But if all of those other medicines, Ambien and Vicodin and whatever, are already in that camp of if you're a truck driver or if you work for the railroad or whatever, you cannot take those. If those policies are already in place, why do we need a special law for pot?
What do you mean, why do we need a special law?
Why would you legislatively need to separate marijuana unless you're trying to underscore that it is a separate thing? Even though it's legal now, we're not really that happy about it.
But this guy's problem is, and the reason he's proposing the legislation is because his argument was the original amendment was unclear. He is clarifying the original amendment, the original law that was passed, didn't make it clear what employers had the power to do, and this is him basically saying, this makes it clear for employers what they have power here. We're getting a ton of texts on this. It's so interesting. Okay, so, and if you are texting in about your job, please tell me industry. You don't have to tell me who you work for, but I'm curious to know industry. Texter who says they work in construction and engineering said, my company has stated clearly that we can be fired if we test positive for marijuana, even if it is legally prescribed to us. We've been warned also about using CBD products because they may pop up on a drug test. There's also zero tolerance for alcohol on the job. I think the zero tolerance for alcohol is pretty common.
Goes without saying, yeah, especially in construction. You can rack yourself up or somebody else very, very easily. So, a lot of these things make sense. But, you know, if they already have the ability to do that, if employers already have that power, I'm curious what it is that's in the law that he says is unclear.
That's just what he, I haven't seen the initial law that he was referring to. Air traffic controllers can't, and somebody texted that in and then hasn't, I'm curious to know, somebody said air traffic controllers can't take any type of medication. They can't take ibuprofen for a headache. I mean, I'm curious to know more about that because not every prescription drug has a lingering effect.
Right, or any psychoactive effect at all. Like you said, I mean, with headache medications, most of the time you're not talking about something that's going to make you high at all.
Right, but then I can see employers not knowing, you know, how do you separate drugs then, that because we all metabolize things differently, you know, I think most people don't get high off ibuprofen, but there are other drugs that some people are going to have effects to and other people are not. So a texter says, I work for the government, so it doesn't matter if it's legal in my state. I can't test positive even if I had a prescription. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense also. 576-7798 or 22980.
It is an interesting push-pull, and somebody else just texted in, marijuana is still illegal at the federal level, which
right.
is accurate. So whether the states say it's legal or not, if the feds wanted to come in and prosecute you for it, they still could. So even at the federal level, we still have it separated out. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, the nicotine is interesting, too. Texter said a few minutes ago, if you work for a nonprofit religious-based medical center, you could get fired over a nicotine test, that was on an application. Nicotine's a whole other thing to me because there are, as we've talked about before, wasn't it UPS that wasn't even going to hire people who smoke?
Yes.
Because that's because they don't want to pay the higher health insurance costs.
Right.
So nicotine's starting to become its own legal thing that employers don't want anymore either.
I wonder if anybody's had the opposite experience. I mean, now that medical marijuana is legal in the state of Missouri, again, according to Missouri law, has anybody had an employer say, okay, just so you know, officially, we're taking this off of our drug screening panel?
Done the opposite.
Yeah.
And said it used to get you fired, but now that is interesting. Are there, because it would be very easy for an employer who doesn't even want to deal with it, who doesn't want to deal with you being high at work, maybe for just saying, you know what, we're just going to leave it there. We're just going to leave it as
yeah.
part of the drug test. It's just easier because employers have the power to. So again, we're talking about this proposed legislation out of Missouri that would let your employer fire you if your medical marijuana that you have a prescription shows up on a drug test. So we'll talk more about this. We'll get to your calls coming up, 576-7798-22980. We're talking about the story out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and legislation that is being proposed that applies to medical marijuana in Missouri. And what it says is that if you take medical marijuana and you have a prescription for it and you are drug tested at your job, your employer can fire you for that positive drug test. So it would add medical marijuana to other prescription drugs that you could get fired for using, even though you are taking it legally. The Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Association, there's a lobbyist who works for them, Tom Robbins, who pointed a couple of things out about this, saying that they agree that medical marijuana patients shouldn't be using the drug at work or working while they're impaired, which is pretty interesting for them to even say that.
Yeah.
Because, again, there are other prescription drugs that you can take while you're working. He acknowledges that this is maybe one that you shouldn't be taking while you're working. The problem with this, and this is what we were talking about before, is how long it takes. I think we generally, we know a lot more, I think, about some of the other drugs. We know that you shouldn't take Ambien, you know, midway through the night because it tends to take a little while to kick in and it lasts a while. But medical marijuana, we just don't, it's just different for different people. And so what the quote that he has in here is, consumption of marijuana 3 weeks ago could result in a positive test today
easily.
And could get an employee fired.
Right.
Because of how long it could show up on a test.
But that's not, again, saying that somebody is at work high. And
right.
That's really, I mean, that's the beginning, middle, and end of the problem. When you're talking about how do you, you know, what do you do with somebody who's driving? And I don't just mean driving for work. I mean on the road. How do you tell if somebody's eligible for a DUI?
Yeah.
Because you can't tell the way you can with alcohol if they're high right now. So, you know, that is a big problem. But, you know, the good thing about this legislation is that at least it was forward-looking enough to say, we're going to leave this up to the employers. We're going to open the door for them to be able to do this, but we're not going to make it mandatory, and we're not going to say if somebody pops a positive test for marijuana that you have to fire them.
Right. I can see why. And so the reason he is proposing this legislation is because he says in the original legislation that made medical marijuana legal, he said it wasn't clear in there what employers have the power to do. This would give them that power. So we're taking your calls and your texts, 576-7798. Jacob hung on the line through the news from Platte City. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's up?
Happy Friday.
Oh yeah. Well, it ain't Friday for me, but
I should stop saying that.
Yeah, right. What's on your mind, Jacob?
So like I was telling your screener, for any DOT regulated or safety sensitive job, I mean, I'm a truck driver, and so I have to abide by federal law, not state law, which means marijuana could be legal in my town, whatever, but I can't touch it. But
The rules have come down to even prescription drugs we're not allowed to take, and if we are taking them, we're not allowed to drive. They've implemented what's called this drug clearinghouse or whatever it's called, and basically it's a refuse catch test, go on this national database, and I think it even applies for if you get breathalyzed at your job, because we can be breathalyzed even, and it all goes on that list, but my take on all that is if it's employer discretion and you want to use your medical marijuana, just find a job that lets you. I've smoked cigarettes for I don't know how about as long as I've been driving a truck, and if my employer said, hey, you can't smoke in your truck, I'll go find one that lets me.
Okay.
Now, are those rules you were talking about, that list of drugs that you can't take, is that only for over-the-road guys who cross state lines?
That's anybody. Anybody that is federally regulated by the DOT or any safety, basically, like for minors, they're regulated by MSHA. Railroads are regulated by the FRA. So, I mean, any.
So, if you've got a DOT number on the cab of your truck, you're regulated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, got it.
You got to follow the federal rules on drug use and alcohol.
Gotcha. All right, Jacob, thank you. I appreciate the added information. And, you know, that's the one thing when you talk about transportation, even, you know, air traffic controllers, not just pilots, but guys who are keeping the planes in the air.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
The last thing you want to get is somebody high, and that's why it's got to be up to the employers to go employer by employer. And where it gets a little sticky is where it is things like tobacco use that aren't even prescription regulated.
Right.
That is, you know, it only has now it's 21 and up, you have to be. But, you know, that's the only restriction on tobacco use unless your employer decides not to. And, you know, I don't know what the ultimate solution to that is. It gives an awful lot of power to the employer to say, you just make whatever discretionary decision you want.
So that's the fear, right? The fear is that if they have other reasons to fire you or other reasons to just not want you working there, they're going to use this drug test and get really strict about it. You know, they're going to say, you know, doesn't matter. Here's the long list of prescriptions and you know,
you
just don't take
somebody.
Anything. Yeah, you could easily target somebody. A texter texted in before we went to news saying that they're a major airline pilot and said there are many medications I can't take, but there are several that I can, even when I fly, including ibuprofen. And I asked, what else can't you take? And they said, there are countless medications you can't take, but there is an FAA aviation website for medications that we are required to check before taking any medication. And they said, obviously no CBD either. That would not be obvious to me.
No, and me either, because CBD is one of those drugs we were talking about that has no psychoactive effect at all. It's derived from the same plant. It doesn't make you high in any way.
I think it is, though, and we were talking about this earlier, it's lack of information.
Yeah.
You know, it's lack of research about it. You don't know anything about it. And frankly, it's the same reason that we added, you know, vaping bans to smoking bans right away before we knew the dangers of vaping. Just to cover the bases, you can always back off on it later. We don't know the effects of it yet. Somebody texted in and said, you know, police have a way, although I'll tell you, it took them a while to come up with this, to test to see if you are, like, if they pull you over. Again, Colorado had to lead the way because they were the first one to have recreational marijuana, so they were the one to figure it out.
Yep.
But it took them a while, but they eventually did figure out a way for police to test you, like a roadside test, similar to blood alcohol, to see if you are high. You're right. They do have that. The issue, though, is... I think we can agree you shouldn't be high at work. The issue is, how sensitive is that test going to be?
And whether they have that when you're driving. I would grant that it's probably because it's new technology. It's probably very expensive. You can't expect an employer, especially a small business employer who's got 5 employees, to be able to have one of those just to test everybody to see if they're high.
Right. And so, again, and the only... And this is the only issue I have with this. I guess I am okay with, you know, employers saying, here are the things we don't want you to take. And if you don't like this, then you can, you know, go get this other job. It's unfortunate because medical marijuana is becoming so widely accepted as a treatment for so many illnesses. It's a shame that employers are in this position where they're just going to add it to their list of things they're going to ban. The only, and I'm okay with that, except for the point on the from the lobbyist, which was, you could have taken it 3 weeks ago. You are not high, but it still shows up on your drug test, and that gets you fired.
Yeah, and the only time, and I'm trying to come up with something that makes sense along these lines, where you have a medication that somebody has to take, like a heart medication or something like
right.
that somebody might have trouble with and say, no, you can't take this on the job. Well, the alternative is die of a heart attack. At that point, do you allow an employer to say, we don't want anybody using any kind of drugs whatsoever, no pharmaceuticals at all, therefore, you can't use this drug that you need to stay alive?
That's a really interesting point, actually.
It's an extreme, granted. I'm trying to come up with one drug that fits that bill that somebody might have a problem with that you would need to stay alive.
Well, because the question then is there an alternative to that drug?
You know,
could you take something else? Because frankly, medical marijuana is a good example of, you're not taking it now, you know, so what are you taking right now instead of medical marijuana? And your employer could say, we're not going to let you take this. You'd have to go to your employer and say, you know, here's the ailment that I have. I'd like to take medical marijuana instead. It probably helps to just be upfront with your employer about it. What do I take instead?
And frankly, marijuana is one of those that, while it may not be a life-threatening disorder, there are things that are completely debilitating, like seizure disorders, where you need that.
Right.
You know, and if that's the case, what would you rather have? Would you rather have somebody who's, a little buzzed at the time, mm-hmm. or somebody who's seizing on the floor?
And so then you go to your employer. And if we have anybody in HR listening, I would love to ask this question of anyone in HR, 576-7798.
And that's somebody that, because of a seizure disorder or something like that, you're not going to see them in an over-the-road truck driver job
right.
anyway. You're not going to see them flying a plane.
But the question I have is, what's the way to approach that? I mean, I don't have a good example of an illness because I don't know what medical marijuana treats that well. But what if you have an illness and, yes, you're taking a drug now and your doctor has said, now that medical marijuana is legal in Missouri, this is a better drug for you to take. But your employer says now they can fire you if it shows up on a drug test. What's the best way to approach that? Do you go to your employer ahead of time and say, here's the note from my doctor? Like, you know, he says I should take medical marijuana instead, but I don't want to get fired from this job. What's the best way to address that with your employer to make sure you don't get fired? 10:45 as we continue out here at the Overland Park Convention Center for the Johnson County Home and Garden Show. Talking about the story, using medical marijuana in Missouri could get you fired if a new proposal becomes law. The goal of this from Senator David Sater is that there was gray area in the original law that was passed making medical marijuana legal, so that employers didn't really know what power they had. And if this passes, it would say that employers could fire you for essentially using a prescription drug. Now it's, you know, now it's legal. Now it's legal by prescription. But if it shows up on a drug test, they could fire you, or they could just add it to the list of things they don't want you to take.
And because of that, obviously there's going to be some resistance to it, but it doesn't really change much because, as we've heard already, I mean, so many employers across the state of Missouri were already doing this.
Let's go back to the phones and go to Prairie Village first. Hetty joins us on the line. Hi, Hetty.
Hi, happy Friday, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
You too.
It's a shame that they can't work out a happy medium for the medical marijuana, because my son's retired from the Marines after 25 years, and with the heavy loads that they would carry on their backs, and all the rigorous exercising and maneuvering they do, he has severe, severe back pain. And he would be in tremendous pain because he didn't want to get addicted to the drugs. And his doctor finally, he's in California, and finally gave him the medical marijuana. And he takes just the minimum amount to control the pain. And for the first time in years, he's pain-free. But he says he doesn't tell any difference than if he was on a pain prescription. He feels normal. So it's a shame that they can't work out a happy medium on this.
To where he would be able to work and still be able to live his life pain-free. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly, and not get addicted to the drugs that they're so worried about nowadays.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks
a lot
for the call, Hattie. We appreciate it.
And that is something that I'm not that familiar with the science on, but I know that there has been a push to use medical marijuana as a way to get somebody, to wean somebody off of opioids, off of the more addictive pain prescriptions, because it does show some promise as a painkiller.
Yeah, and again, I think employers sometimes are in a tough spot because, again, with the opioid crisis that we have, you know, you could be taking, some people are going to take opioids, you know, and have prescriptions for them and take them only when they have back pain or only take them as they are prescribed. And then there are other people, and you, as you said, you may have that back pain at work. And so, and you're just going to take a little bit and you're just going to take what's prescribed. And then you have other people that are going to take them and abuse them and get to where we have addictions now. And it is, I can see why it's easier for some employers to just say, you can't take them. And that that kind of punishes everybody.
And it also, it makes things cheaper for them because they don't have to worry about it on their insurance.
Right.
And so they're not even, technically, it's not even the employer making the decision. It's the insurance company making the decision.
Right.
And then forcing the employer into a corner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.